Live in Toronto from the edge of 228 Yonge, I'm George Strombolopoulos. Swarmer is producing, Bookie is around, and ladies and gentlemen, the real Statics are now here. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in today.
Nice to be here, George.
So welcome, things are good with you guys?
Pardon me?
You got the new record coming out now.
It's true.
Talk about it, man, because this is more than just your average album.
It's kind of a book and an album. We were holding it. We just got it today, actually.
It's called The Story of Harmelodia.
Yeah, it's got a hard spine. You gotta like a record with a hard spine.
Well, you don't have to worry about the jewel case cracking on you.
No, sir.
So this is, like you said, this is more than an album. This is a full, you know, storybook.
Yeah. It's got a story in it. It's got pictures. And it's got a two-part CD too in it. So it's the whole, it's everything. It's the whole package there.
It's like a low-budget movie, is what we figured out earlier today.
Now, it's a story that Dave, you wrote?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago. Came to me in a dream. No, it didn't really.
I didn't think so.
But it's sort of a children's story. It's a story of discovery and, you know, two kids being able to access their imagination and come up with being able to translate the ideas and the sounds that they get into their heads into actual performance and playing music and stuff. So that's kind of a journey that we all took probably individually as musicians, you know, learning how to do that.
Now, when you were writing the story, did you have it in mind as an album?
Yeah. We actually came up with the idea when we were on the road with the Tragically Hip, and in kind of engulfed in this big rock production. We wanted to go totally the other way and write music based on this, on a children's story.
And like any good children's story, it's the stretching of the vocabulary. You've brought central places like the Gardenarium in here, which is the doorway, I guess, through the earth.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
Part of the fun of the story and writing the songs was inventing words. You know.
No need to worry about what rhymes now.
No, that's for sure. We came up with like Wingaphone. Well, the two places where the kids live, they live in Harmelodia, and they eventually escape to Papopolis. So on one hand, you got your Papopolis, and on the other hand, you got your Harmelodia. And we invented instruments like the Wingaphone and the Zubicus, and all kinds of different things.
Instruments you, I guess, you wish you had growing up. Ways to make it easier to play. I mean, because what you've done with the story is you've given kids, it's not just for kids, because people who are diehard Reels fans and people who aren't get to get into the full, I mean, Martin, you did the illustration on here, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
And how long after did you decide on the pictures, or did you already have the stuff and you started to put it all together? Or did you just go bit by bit with the story?
The story was already written mostly, and then, but a bit of some of the illustration and affected what was going on.
Part of the fun, like in making the music, was seeing how it was going to be represented in the art, right? And part of this fun of writing the story was seeing how it was going to be, those words were going to come to life in song and visually too. So I think it was like fun for all of us in our different disciplines to see how we were each going to translate. Like, for instance, there'd be a part in the narrative where we needed a song to kind of illuminate that narrative. So one of us would sort of field it and go home and write it. And it was really cool to see how we would each kind of come up with, interpret these ideas. That's why it took 2 years.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are wondering what's going on with the Rio Statics. You're going to play a couple songs live for us.
Yeah.
But we still want to talk a little bit more with the Rios. Let's get to a song from the record right now.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dumb and square. When they caught you in your underwear. But you're different, peculiarly, uniquely strange.
We're not the same.
We're not here, no, not even between.
Oh,
I fab thee. Decided, okay, hair. That's when they got you a going. So please be your lemon sweet and your man a sour.
Lemon sweet,
no man of the hour ever lay down with me. Ooh, I found thee. I found thee.
are on now. Tomorrow night you're in Peterborough, night after that Guelph, and then a week today you are playing at the Phoenix in Toronto, correct? The
Local Rabbits, yep.
Excellent. So a couple of things. You guys have all been busy doing your own thing. Dave, you're writing a book. You were in Japan, hockey?
China, actually.
Doing a hockey book?
Yeah.
Cool. On a Cold Road is a great book. We've
Thank you.
We try to talk about it as much as we can, and perhaps another day, another conversation about that. Tell us a bit about this new book coming out.
Well, I went to China and Transylvania and... where else did I go?
Ireland
and Dubai, the Middle East, and played hockey over there just to see what it was like and to try to discover the game in these new places and see it maybe as it might have been in Canada in the early part of the century as a new game, you know.
Is the spirit of the game the same?
Yes, it is. Well, sure, it's hockey, you know. It's not the NHL, it's hockey, and that's what I was looking for.
Excellent, cool. And two guys were on the road with Ron Sexsmith for a while, weren't you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Was that just... nice to get out of your own skin and do something else, play some other songs for a while?
Yeah, well, yeah. We're big fans of him, too, so it's always fun.
And they get to dress in costume with Ron, too, something we won't let them do with us. So
that makes things so much easier, doesn't it? And Martin, you just got off the road as well, doing a solo tour across Canada a little while ago.
I did a tour out west.
You know, is it important for the Rheostatics to be able to do that? Just individually go off and make your own art in your own way?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Some of us.
Some of us. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, let's get to a song then from the album, shall we? Live from the edge of 228 Young. You're on Mike Bullard next week. Is that the case?
Yeah, we get to go on Mike Bullard.
Now, you were on, the last time you were on is the Tom Green episode,
yeah,
right?
The raccoon episode.
He brought the carcass in the suitcase. Did Bullard actually go out and puke?
I don't think he did. Not to blow his cover or anything. I don't think he was away long enough, and he couldn't have got cleaned up as quickly. Well,
some
and then
people are good pukers, though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Studied.
Mike's girly pukers.
Maybe years in
the case. It
really
so
reeked.
Though.
You couldn't
really
tell.
High, really
and the audience
high.
Was just people were leaving. Half the audience was gone. It was
one thing I will
a lot
tell
weirder
you,
than it looked on when they aired it.
When him and Tom were down there under the desk, it looked like Bullard was really giving him shots.
Really?
Totally. Totally did.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. Not at all. I want to talk to you. Normally, a record label for a band, it doesn't really matter having a conversation about it. But with you guys, it's a bit different with Perimeter and the label now, in that you're. It's a neat, you know, first release for you guys on this label to say, hey, we're going to do a story, you know, and it's a children's story. And they're going to like, oh, okay, sure, go ahead.
Well, you have to find, I guess, a label that's as odd as the band. And I guess we did sort of find a label like that. But, you know, we were on our own label for a long time, Drog. And I personally never thought we'd ever be signed to a record company ever again. Because we had some hot and cold experiences with them before. And we didn't really think it was the right path for us. But, you know, they seemed to be... a perfect match so far. I mean, it's only like day 8, but yeah. It seems pretty good so far.
Do you have another Rheostatics album in your mind already?
I'm thinking of one now. It's coming to me as Martin plays the guitar.
It's going to be one that takes like a week to make. Like, that's their next project.
A little Radio Stings.
Oh, that's like, fine. 12 seconds.
Commercial, you know, commercial songs like that great By Menon song.
Dun,
we aspire to write a song as good as By
Menon. In 12 seconds, it's
perfect.
All
perfect.
So let's talk a bit about. You plan on going on the road, obviously. You're doing the hip thing.
Yes.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. And you're looking forward to that, I'm imagining.
I don't know. I think, I'm looking forward to being in a big concrete bunker on Y2K. And that's the ACC, so whatever. The ACK.
What do you think about the Air Canada Centre, really? I mean, you're a big hockey fan, so.
I don't like it. At all.
I saw Rage.
For too many reasons to list now, but.
Saw Rage Monday night at the Gardens, and I realized, man, I missed that room.
Yeah, totally.
You know, in a lot of ways. You want to get another song then from the record, shall we?